Humans are inherently social beings hardwired for connection. The pandemic helped demonstrate to us what scientists and social scientists have long concluded, that connection and belonging are key to physical and mental health, life satisfaction, happiness, and even longevity. The social ties that come with a sense of belonging are a protective factor. When we feel we are not alone and have support, we are more resilient, often coping more effectively with difficult times in our lives. In order to survive, we need to take care of each other. Founded in 1907 when a small group of Vancouver men and women came together to help their neighbors in need, Central City Foundation channels this intrinsic belief into everything it does, focusing on social purpose in real estate to reimagine housing solutions for the inner city, while providing support and addressing barriers to promote a better community for all. It does so by collaborating with a collection of passionate community-driven leaders, and the foundation is celebrating examples of extraordinary leadership that support these solutions to assist our inner city and beyond. Central City Foundation is celebrating examples of extraordinary community leadership in our city. Photo via Central City Foundation. Cheryl Robinson, Chief Executive Officer, Urban Native Youth Association. For over a decade, Cheryl Robinson has been empowering Indigenous youth to make positive life changes through UNYA's individualized services, opportunities, and supports. Coming from the Stata and Nisga'a nations, Robinson has worked diligently to encourage a sense of connection for Indigenous youth and their families while providing a safe place where they feel safe and validated. She is currently leading the development of the new, greatly expanded Native Youth Center. Jolie France Emmanuel, Executive Director, Vancouver Women's Health Collective. France Emmanuel is a feminist leader and tireless advocate for equity and inclusion. Her steadfast commitment to center the voices of all women and gender-diverse people has helped ensure that services and supports in our community genuinely meet their needs. Her and her team's devout dedication makes inner-city community members feel seen, remembered, welcomed, valued, and validated. Sarah Stewart, Executive Director, Aunt Leah's Place. Sarah Stewart has built on Aunt Leah's legacy of caring, helping change the landscape for young people in foster care while creating more spaces and better services for new mothers. She also started the organization's journey towards truth and reconciliation with Indigenous peoples who, along with LGBTQ+ and newcomers, are overrepresented in the child welfare system. Stewart and her team create a shared, supportive community to help develop a sense of belonging for at-risk youth and mothers. Maura Gowans, Indigenous Relations Consultant and Cultural Training Leader. Maura Gowans is an inspiring healer who has supported and guided women in the inner city for over two decades. As a consultant and counselor, she continues to ensure women in our community have access to the necessary services, supports, and traditional cultural practices along their path to healing and well-being. For Gowans, a primary pillar in community leadership is safety, using her platform to empower others while creating spaces for the often unseen and unheard. Alice Kendall, Executive Director, Downtown Eastside Women's Center. For over 25 years, Alice Kendall has demonstrated an unwavering commitment to women in our community. A place of respite, connection, and belonging, the Downtown Eastside Women's Center, DEWC, centers women's needs in developing and expanding programs and services to address systemic issues, including gender-based violence, poverty, homelessness, and access to healthcare. Rowena Valen, founder and lead instructor, the New School of Fundraising. As founder and lead instructor at the New School of Fundraising, Rowena Valen is working to build equity and expand access to exceptional learning and professional development for nonprofit fundraisers. Valen is a fundraiser, consultant, teacher, and mentor who continues to demonstrate an exceptional commitment to sharing learning resources and helping fundraisers build the capacity to make significant change. Derek Chu, Adriana Zapata, and Lauren Beliski, Director of Operations, Wellness Coordinator, and Director of Engagement, Kinbrace Community Society. For 25 years, Kinbrace has been building connection and belonging with and for refugee claimants arriving in our community. In addition to welcoming families from all parts of the globe into their transitional housing community, Kinbrace is now sharing their understanding of the transformative power of human connection through the Beyond Refuge program. In their respective roles, Chu, Zapata, and Beliski build life-changing communities where refugees are welcomed as family and given the resources to flourish through community, employment, wellness, protection and housing assistance programs. To read more about these extraordinary community leaders, visit centralcityfoundation.ca.